Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. A summer nature walk is our adventure in creation today. From Psalm 74:17, it was you who set the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. Today, as we enjoy high summer, it is a great day for a summer nature hike. The adventurous days of summer, time for a nature walk, isn't it? Have all senses ready for what you see, hear, touch, and smell today. Taste is for those that you recognize, like wild blackberries and raspberries, or something from your garden you know. What do you see, hear, feel, think? Bring a notebook and draw tracks you see, list animals, plants, what's happening in the sky, temperature, and weather. Nature walks are observation. Use your senses. We will be blessed if we take time to enjoy the creation God has blessed us with in our world. The young animals, mammals, and birds are growing. Fawns have less spots. They're cute and adorable. And the mammal babies are looking more like their adult parents. Fox, turkey, bear, groundhogs, ducks, geese, and on, babies growing up everywhere. The flowers or the trees are turning to fruits now, little green apples or acorns, and even wild rose hips, which help make a great tea. God put an abundance of food and joy for us in these woods. Thank you, Jesus, for this area full of your goodness, beauty, and amazing function. This land is rich with usable blessings in your forests, streams, meadows, and even on the ground and inside your mountains. This is a blessed, rich area full of your goodness, and all nature sings at the height of summer. Thank you for fireflies after dark and the stars above on a clear night walk and the joy of your love shown in your creation. Your handprints are all over this world, and the love they have given us make us love you even more. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.